This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. A gunman opened fire during an online video game tournament at a shopping center in the U.S. city of Jacksonville, Florida, killing two, wounding another nine. The shooter was identified as 24-year-old David Katz of Baltimore, not far from Washington. Mike Williams, the sheriff of Jacksonville. Sorry, we don't have that sound right now. Local media news said the shooter had been competing, and lost and then he did target other players before turning the gun on himself. Here in the United States, flags are at half-mast at the White House and at the Capitol building as the country pays tribute to 81-year-old Arizona Senator John McCain, who died following a year-long battle with brain cancer. Meantime, President Trump has had little to say about Senator McCain's death. We get more now from Sagar Magani.
The two had a long feud, with then-candidate Trump taking a shot at the ex-Vietnamese prisoner of war three years. McCain's family had asked before his death that Trump not even attend. Sagar Magani, Washington.
North Korea says it will expel a Japanese tourist it has detained earlier this month. Japanese news outlets previously had identified Tomoyuki Sugimoto as a videographer visiting the North on a tour that had been arranged by a foreign travel agency. The Japanese also confirmed that Sugimoto may have been suspected of shooting video of a military facility. This is VOA News. Myanmar has put off until September 3rd a verdict with two Reuters journalists accused of collecting state secrets. Reuters' Eve Johnson has our report.
So I'll not be discussing any details pertaining to the motive at this time, as that part of the investigation is still ongoing.
The two had a long feud, with then-candidate Trump taking a shot at the ex-Vietnamese prisoner of war.
Sorry we don't have that sound now. Apparently have some technical difficulties. Reuters' Eve Johnson was reporting there. Meantime, a special United Nations investigative panel has accused Myanmar's military of carrying out numerous atrocities during last year's crackdown against the Rohingya Muslims with genocidal intent. Returning to Rome from Ireland, Pope Francis told reporters he will no longer be commenting on any of the 11-page document by a former senior Vatican official about a cover-up of sexual abuse in the Catholic Church. The statement accused the Pope of knowing of allegations for years and called on him to resign. During a Mass in Dublin, the Pope asked for forgiveness for the Church not showing compassion toward survivors of abuse and toward those looking for justice, truth, and immediate action. The head of Amnesty International Ireland joined thousands of protesters who marched in Dublin against the Vatican's role in abuses committed by priests. Colm Gorman spoke with reporters, saying that he was pleased to hear what Pope Francis had to say. Pope Francis recently wrote a letter to the world's Catholics stressing that, and I quote, "No effort must be spared to create a culture capable and able to prevent such situations from happening, but always to prevent the possibility of them being covered up and perpetuated." A U.S. Air Force is months away from completing the construction of an airbase in Niger for armed drones that will target militant groups operating in the region. About 650 U.S. military personnel will be deployed to the base once it is operational, and undermine an undetermined number of military drones currently operate from the capital would be transferred there to the base. In Zimbabwe, Emmerson Mnangagwa has been sworn in as president. This follows the Constitutional Court confirming him as president, dismissing a challenge by opposition leader Nelson Chamisa. Mnangagwa won 50.8% of the vote, but his inauguration was postponed by the court challenge. Get more news at voanews.com.